5 years ago, I was paying $65 a month for my subscriptions. Today, those same subscriptions cost $111, and I don't even use half of them anymore. That's why now I use Rocket Money to manage my subscriptions for me. The app gives you a list of all of your subscriptions and reminds you of upcoming payments, so you're not hit with any surprise charges. On top of that, it also sends you alerts when subscription prices go up, so you always know the price you're paying. If you decide you no longer want a subscription, you can cancel it right from the app. No customer service needed. And the best part is, Rocket Money even reaches out and tries to get you refunded for some of the money you lost. On average, people that cancel their subscriptions with Rocket Money save $378 a year. And overall, Rocket Money has saved its members $880 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Are we podcasting right now?
Are we podcasting?
It's rolling. We're podcasting.
We're podcasting.
Do you guys know that we're podcasting? Well, if you're listening, you know that.
Well, yes.
What we're
doing
is podcasting.
But I think you still have to say, we're the hashtag #IMomSoHard podcast. You can find us anywhere that you listen to podcasts. You can also find us all over those fancy things like Twitter and Tweeter and
Instagram
and TikTok, Facebook,
YouTube. You can watch the whole video of us podcasting.
Funny that the whole time you were saying that you had a weird thing on your nose.
You can watch
the podcast on YouTube. Have at it.
Yeah. You're going to see a lot of my bad angle. That's okay.
We don't have bad angles. We just have bad days. And that's fine.
You know what?
I'm having a good day today. I'm wearing a tracksuit.
It's generous to call them angles because they're not angular.
They're more edges.
That's right.
We come with a filter.
That's right. You're not going to injure yourself on my body. That's for sure.
It's nothing but soft corners and pleasurable cuddling. Well, for a certain number. I'm telling you, I'm going to do fans only to pay for a renovation.
Whatever we have
only
to do.
Only fans.
No, it's a different thing.
It's
you do fans only. It's a new one.
You just have to show like part of your butt crack and your feet, and then they pay you.
So if
I'm
you
get new lamps.
If you have seen our videos, and maybe then we think you'd probably enjoy the podcast because really it's just like...
More of us.
It's more of us. And if you have... seen the videos and you haven't enjoyed us, you should stay far away from the podcast.
But if you're like a young, hot 28-year-old dude, I think you're going to get a lot from this. I think you're going to understand how to navigate women.
Yeah.
I'm just saying.
You can learn how to navigate my soft edges. No, you can't.
But we would love if you would rate and subscribe and tell your friends to listen to podcasts because that's how we make all the people that help us make the podcast happy, namely Casey, our
and
producer.
Do you know that we've almost done 100 of these?
We've almost done 100 episodes. And so we came up with an idea to celebrate our 100th episode. Besides the fact we're trying to get somebody really cool as our first guest ever.
Yeah.
We want to do something really cool for our first.
You are going to get some
for
swears.
When we hit 100 episodes, we're going to celebrate because we're going to send one of you a box of shit that maybe you don't want or need, but we think it's hilarious.
If you give us your address, that is carte blanche for us to just send you stuff from our storage unit.
That's right. So you're going to see this. You're going to tag a friend. And we're going to send you, and that friend, we're going to randomly select it. We're going to send you and your friend a box of shit that maybe you don't want. But here's what might be in it. Because we have a storage unit of stuff that needs to go somewhere. So things in it are like t-shirts,
wine koozies, yeah.
Totes. Maybe we're going to send you some pretty ponies from my daughter's room that I'm just sick of.
There's
going to be coffee cups. Hoodies,
wine
openers,
tank tops.
Get
a lot of those.
Totally missized. Maybe we send you one that is a triple XL, but it's meant to be a small. Good on you. Have a good time with that.
Send your husband to the park wearing that bad boy in a pair of like really shorty shorts.
So much stuff because we think it's hilarious to dig through our storage unit.
Are we going to do it for more people? Are we going to do it?
Yes, we're going to do it for more. We're going to do it for as many as we can, and hopefully, like. Open up that storage. If we send everybody something from that storage unit, we would literally be able to give everybody in Kansas a box because we have so much stuff.
I got a couple
of end tables
in there.
Also, I'm putting stuff on a garage sale that I really I have a sectional that needs to find a home. I think that's too big to deliver, but it's pretty nice.
Well, I did order these lights on Amazon that, like, you mount to the wall, and I couldn't figure out how to return them.
I have a light that needs to be returned that they won't return it, and it's for a bathroom, and it literally looks like a bathroom light, so I might send that.
Okay, so if just maybe shout it out in the comments if you're looking for
call your shot. Who knows, we might send you like 15 tiles, and by tiles we mean literal bathroom tiles.
Yeah,
but we're gonna send you a box of stuff that's in the very least going to make you laugh.
There is a sink on the side of my house. There's a joke, sink because we can't figure out how to get it in without wrecking
that. I might actually take that because
it's a great sink. I'm gonna either wreck my cabinets or my countertops switching out the sink.
You can't switch out the sink. You're pot committed. So I think I need to take the sink. That's how I'm going to do my renovation, you guys. I'm going to find everything that nobody's using, and I'm just going to put it in my house. So there you go. So I'll take the 15 tiles.
You're going to be happy with
it. I'm mad at everybody. Okay. So tag a friend, rate, review, subscribe to the podcast.
Just do all the stuff.
It's just going to be hilarious.
There's not really a thing you have to do to win.
You don't really have to do. We're going to do a weird, like, pull it out of a hat thing. We just hit 10,000 followers on the podcast Instagram, which is so fun. We're so grateful. Thank you so much.
Yep.
We've been having a ball with the podcast. Now we're going to get into it. We're going to get into the episode. Actually, yeah. I feel pretty good today, but yesterday was a real one of those situations where I was like, order all the food. I'm not doing anything.
If I may, I feel tore up from the floor up because I can't do
that
this.
That means you still got it, girl.
I can't do this anymore. I can still do it, obviously. But like if I plugging in this light earlier today, it popped. And I swear to God, I was like, did I just die? Didn't I ask Casey, did I die? It popped. There was like a white spark. And I was like,
you thought you got electrocuted?
I did, yeah. But then I was having this conversation where my husband was irritated with me, so I knew that's not the way. That's not what
how I'm
looks
going
like.
Down.
God, no.
I'm not going down in the middle of an argument, but that's probably how I'll go down.
Yeah, I was like, I could reasonably have a heart attack real easy, right? I wasn't up doing cocaine or anything, but I had probably an embarrassingly small amount of alcohol, but I still was
partying like it's
1999.
Well,
we really did.
We are in the heat of everybody's doing everything for schools right now. So yeah. Everybody's fundraisers are happening right now. Everybody's getting ready for like fifth grade graduation. Everybody's getting ready for summer break. The teacher appreciation week. So schools are busy right now. And our school is also busy. Let me just tell you. Okay. I got to go to our first, I never know how to say this, okay? We don't call them this in Nebraska. Gala?
I don't know.
Gala?
You know
gala?
What? Let's end this right now. We're going to Google it, and we're going to do the voice
thing. Do you know how annoying it is when you say something to somebody, and they're like, let me get on my phone and Google it? You know what I say? Just make that shit up right on the spot. That's how you communicate. That is the real world of it all. Nobody should actually have information that's true. This is annoying. See, now you're going to play Gala. Whatever. What does Google know?
You're going to forget anyways.
So I went to a gala. Gala. Who cares? A party. A fundraiser. So our school has a big fundraiser every year, and it's like the talk of the town. It's not. It's the talk of our lives. But every year I get so excited to go, and I've only been able to go to one because we were on tour for the other one, and the other two were ruined by COVID. So this was the first year that I got to like go all out.
What was the one you went to that you did the
70s.
Disco? Oh, yeah. Okay.
And I didn't feel great about my outfit. My feet hurt. And I didn't know very many people. So I had a really good time, but it wasn't the event that I wanted it to be. But then I heard that the theme this year, 80s. And I was like, I'm going all out, man.
I would like to sidebar saying we don't have a gala or a gala. We don't because there's five people basically that volunteer at our school. So
I know.
And I'm going to tell you what we had to do when you're done. And you're going to be like, oh, that's adorable and sad. So okay.
I feel very proud of our school because they go full tilt towards fundraising. And I mean, it's just like a known thing because our school is a charter, but it's a public school and they just do a really good job fundraising because I think the people get that like all of the programming would not exist without that money. Like people don't, I don't know if everyone fully understands how important donating to your school is, because it keeps those programs that make your kids better people alive. Arts programs, drama, all like all the fun. Also those nuanced programs that like serve kids that don't always feel like they fit in. Like if there's an anime club, like those kids get to do that because of your money. So don't be stingy when it comes to schools. No, give the money.
I'm going to tell you something that you don't know, because your school has so much. Like people donate so much. In where we live in California, and I think it's all of California, you don't have a librarian. You don't even have a school nurse.
You don't have science.
You don't have PE.
PE, none of it.
It has to get paid for by. It's crazy. And this is all that they do in LAUSD is based on the number of students you have. It is a math equation. How many teachers you're given, how many custodians you're given, office workers, and they turn the lights on and water, and that is
It's kind of terrible, but it's like that throughout the country too.
Yeah.
And I think that if you're in a public school, like you should, first of all, private school is so expensive that if you gave an eighth of the amount that you would be paying in tuition, which by the way, across the country, you can safely say at the very minimum, you're paying $10,000 a year. You know what it was like because preschool was expensive.
But also you're so used to paying for daycare.
That's what, like, I'm saying. The transition isn't as difficult.
Give 1 month of daycare as soon as they start.
But we probably shouldn't tell people how to spend their money. But I'm saying.
No, I'll tell you how to spend your money. Number one, 10% of your income should probably go to Halloween decorations.
Jen is not a financial advisor.
Of your income is going to go to antique jewelry.
I do not support this.
And then another 10% is going to go to the school. Okay?
I like that part, but everywhere else now you're going to stop because nobody needs a monocle or a vintage weird hat rack.
Some months you can switch it up a little bit and go Christmas. It depends on when you're going to get the best deals. But start now.
Nope.
Okay.
That's unreasonable. So the best part about fundraising is the party that usually comes with it.
So I saw the video from this party, Kristen, and it looks like I'm adjusting myself in my seat.
Can we all just talk about the fact I believe with my soul that the 80s is like the most fun era. It is the best music. It has every kind of music. You've got hair bands. You've got like techno. You've got like
hip-hop.
Early hip-hop. Like, it is so fun. Every song you can dance to. Every song has a core memory. It's great to play in your car. Your kids can listen to it. You jam out to it. It's so much fun. The colors are fun. The outfits are fun. Everybody's having a good time. You feel like everything you're doing is like a montage. It's just so delightful. And so when it was 80s, I was like, I'm going full steam ahead. So let me tell you what my costume was originally. I'm a little upset about this.
Yeah, and why? You gotta tell me why it didn't happen, okay?
All right. I really went down a road of many options for my costume. At first, I was going to go as Joan Cusack from Working Girl, and I was going to have the big bangs in the hair. And I was like, that's amazing. But if I'm going by myself and I go full tilt on this and I feel embarrassed, what am I going to do? Also, shoulder pads don't let me dance as much as
I want
to. Why would
you feel embarrassed?
I was a little nervous about it. It wasn't the one that I was really connecting with. Second one I was going to go as.
Well, it's tough. If you don't know everybody at the party and it's a big party, is it like going to be people who are like, I am going to wear a costume that is
like phoned
cool.
In. That's cool.
Yeah. Or am I going to wear a costume that's just a costume?
That's like full boat.
I'm fully invested.
I didn't know how invested everybody was going to be. So I was like, I've been at parties before where I got it wrong. Well, mostly because I thought it was a costume party and it wasn't. So I didn't want to do that. So then I went number two, and I really thought this through. I wanted to go as Bender from Breakfast Club.
John
and
Bender.
When I tell
I get
you
for 2 weeks.
I worked really hard at this costume and I had it perfect. I literally had
it
perfect.
Why didn't you wear it?
My husband said, do you know that every time you get a dress in a costume, you always dress as a dude? And when I put it on, even me, I was like, oh, I think this is too good. Like, to be perfect, it had 5 layers and I couldn't dance in it. And I wanted to boogie. That was my big thing, is I love when my husband dances because he totally dances like a girl. And I wanted to dance and wanted to cut it up.
Yeah.
So then last minute, I changed and I went full tilt. aerobics instructor, and I wore the yellow leotard that we wore in our second show. And I had those really shiny, way too dark for my skin tights. And leg warmers and a crossbody Adidas bag and a denim jacket with like pins on it.
Adorable.
And a fanny pack. And then I did my hair like so much mousse, and I did it up on one side.
Mousse. That's a very 80s
so
hair product.
So much mousse. Yeah. It was delightful. And I, when I got out of the Uber, I was like, oh my God, if I walk in and nobody is dressed up to the nines like this, I'm going to feel like such an asshole. And the first thing I saw is like some dude wearing those like super shiny Mylar pants that I knew that was like causing a complete sweatshop in his crotch. But I was like, okay, this is on board. Yes. And when we walked in, it was like the biggest. It was like 500 people dressed in 80s jamming out on the dance floor.
That's
they
amazing.
Couldn't dance fast enough. We had professional breakdancers come and dance. And our principal learned how to break dance so he could break. And by the way, I just want to say for the record, and I've said this before, that Mr. Martinez is a principal not only to be adored because of his love of the school and his commitment as a principal, but he's so attractive. He is
because of that sweet, sweet ass. That's why he's
he does cycle, and he he's so fit. He's so attractive. Every woman acts like a complete like bobblehead every time they're around him. She's like,
I'm a sweater.
Like he's a good dancer. He's a snappy dresser. He wore a Pac-Man suit.
Well, we're switching schools. How
I'm
about
telling
that?
You, no. I can't say enough.
I didn't even realize I was wasting $415 a month until I downloaded Rocket Money. I thought I had my finances under control until the app laid out all my spending and categorized it for me. Takeout, shopping, and unused subscriptions were quietly draining my account. And as a result, my savings took a back seat. But Rocket Money doesn't just tell you what you're wasting money on. It takes action to save you money. First, the app looks at your income and monthly expenses and calculates how much you can safely spend each day to stay under budget. Rocket Money also finds and cancels unwanted subscriptions for you, and even negotiates better rates on your bills so you have more money in your pocket. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. It's time to simplify your finances and take control of your money. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
So everybody was jamming. They had Jello shots. They had an open bar.
Oh my gosh.
They had, the food was to go like enchiladas. So everybody was like eating and then dancing and then eating and then dancing. And it was the most fun I've had in so long. And at the end of the night, the school made so much money. But I'll tell you why. I think it's because we were all so grateful to have a reason to be out and to cut loose. That like I didn't care I had a hangover for like 16 hours the next day. It was so fun. I was dancing. I obviously was dancing with people I did not know. I thought it was the greatest bit was that everywhere I went, I did the grapevine because I was dressed as an aerobics instructor.
Yeah. So, oh my God, that's wonderful.
And
you know what you just reminded me of about the 80s?
What?
California Raisins. Remember that?
That's what you think about the 80s?
No, I forgot about that from the 80s.
Well, that is very low on the...
If people weren't dressed up, I would be furious.
Let me tell you what else we had.
Okay.
People were getting pictures by it. There was a DeLorean at the party. They rented...
Somebody
it's LA,
made a
man.
Time machine.
They had a DeLorean.
This is over the top.
It's over the top.
I'm so mad right now. Hold on. I'm so mad right now.
I'm not bragging. I'm proud. I'm proud.
Pissed as hell, man. I couldn't. You know what I've been doing? My husband. I've splintered. I am. Our gala. That's not. It's lunch. It's lunch. It's lunch. I'm down $225. I have splinters in my hands and in my feet because we have been.
Our school.
We
is
got
twice
free pallets. We stole pallets from the back of Ross Dress for Less, and we are sanding them and painting them at my friend Estina's body shop, her husband's body shop. And this is out. This is days of our lives. And people are going to fucking complain. They're going to complain about that lunch wasn't good or that it's. I swear to God, I'm so mad right now. I can't go on a podcast. I can't do it. I need to go walk around for a minute. That sounds more fun than my wedding was, Kristen.
It was so fun. I'm gonna
get there at 6 a.m. on Friday, and I'm gonna have a car. I have bought so much. There's nothing in my kitchen because I had to bring everything there to help.
But your school is grateful for you. I mean, maybe not.
A couple people are not grateful at all. And you know what? That's fine.
I know. You guys, you do so much work at your school. Your school is darling. The people there are darling.
You know how much money we're going to make off of it, Kristen? We'll be down by $225. That's it.
I don't know if you're listening to this, but hopefully it inspires you one direction or the other. Maybe it inspires you to throw a killer party, and maybe it inspires you to step up because you know your school isn't doing very much. I think that schools and parents gain so much by spending time together that I think we take it for granted that, like, if you are at a school that isn't having like a barbecue, how hard is a damn barbecue? You get a park, you got a few, throw some coals on, everybody brings some meat and a dish,
I know,
and have a party. That is really important for your kids. It's important for the community. It's important to feel connected to other parents because you find out that you have similar experiences and you feel very grounded.
Yes.
So I was grateful for the experience. Obviously, it was so fun and what a hoot and like what a good time. Also, my husband and I danced the night away and it was hilarious. Can I just say this? I'm going to say one more thing and it's going to make you mad. Only in LA does this happen. But what an event. There are these break dancers that we hired professionally to come and dance, right? What a cool thing. Which really all in, I don't think they're as expensive as you think. But they came in and they did.
Who cares? I would have written the check and people would have bitched about it.
I know. You're right. She's so mad.
I'm mad sad. You know,
they bring these.
Anger's a trapdoor for grief. And I'm mourning that I'm pissed. Yes, I'm pissed right now.
Okay. So they bring out these break dancers. And then they do this fun thing where they split the break dancers for teams. And so, of course, the parents could get involved. And so there was one parent side and the other parent side. There are men wearing shorty shorts that are dressed like 1980s, like dudes, you know, with that.
Yes.
Then there's like people from Doc from Back to the Future. There's like every Madonna you've ever seen. There's like all these fun, like different types of characters. One was Weird Al Yankovic, which I thought was hilarious. And so they split us down the middle and they were teaching us a dance. And we were doing one of them was like a Michael Jackson dance. It was so fun, like Thriller. And then they had us do a standoff, like a dance battle.
No shit, you guys. Janet Jackson showed up.
Yeah, Janet Jackson. No, here's the thing. Random dad that I do not know, dressed as like a beatboxer, but I thought it was being ironic from the 80s, starts dancing and can outdance the breakdancers. It was the I was like, is he a plant? And they were like, no, that's Larry from accounting. Like, he was so good. I'm sure that guy is so sore right now. He's probably icing his groin. But
worth it.
So it was so worth fun. And then there were dads that were like, well, I've had 80 cocktails. I can do these moves. And I was like, Dad.
No, you can't.
I think you just broke your elbow, but you're going to feel great for the rest of the night. it was like so fun to like look next to us and there's like first grade parents and kindergarten parents and fifth grade parents. And you're doing a good thing for the school and everybody let loose and everybody had fun. And I think I'm so grateful for it. I felt like it like was a reboot. I'm such an extrovert. I'm not an introvert at all. Shocker. But I'm not one of those people that's like, I'm really good at talking to audiences. But in my free time, I like to be alone. Hell no, I don't like to be alone. And that was like, I was in the middle of like, woo!
She sent me several sweaty selfie dance, which I appreciated a lot.
I have less clothes on because I kept getting hot.
Yeah.
I went with a layered look to start. Then I took off the first layer.
Yeah.
Then I took off the second layer. See, if I would have been Bender, I would have been like just in my bra. So like I made a good choice. And then
you were just in those suntan tights by the end of the night.
People were obsessed with the the tights, they kept like coming up because I had two pair on because I was trying to push all my cellulite together. And they were kept pulling on them. And they were so thick. It was like denim.
Yeah, they're really thick tights.
They were hilarious. They were so shiny and sort of. And then my butt just looked like a giant square because I had the fanny pack up and really high. So, and then I had those Reeboks from the show, and everyone was like, those are the real Reeboks. And I'm like,
you just described my mom and I know workout I looked like class. I know.
The 20 minute workout.
Yeah. Gosh. Remember how high those went up? Though?
I didn't do that. I went low because I didn't. I also had to wear them backwards because the crotch was doing a weird thing. And so.
Oh, the tights. Thank God you didn't have the ones that had the like seam in the bottom because those will cut your foot. They'll like, those hurt.
Oh, my feet hurt. I'm embarrassed to say I was less hungover and more joint pain the next day. Like, I did the preemptive, like, 2 ibuprofen before you go to bed.
Yeah.
Like, Colin was like, I think I pulled my hamstring. I was like, well, you don't have any business doing the splits on the dance floor at your age.
Oh.
But it was still fun.
I'm so glad he did the splits on the I do. Everybody's got that one. Do you remember?
You do it. You do the...
I do the leg. I do the coffee grinder. Actually have a friend who we didn't know he was this good of a dancer. Well,
that's what's so fun is when you don't know that people are such good dancers. Like, who knew that, like, third grade dad that, like, runs a tech company can pop and lock? You don't know that until you have a party. Have a party. Have a party. Have a party. Have a party.
Our friend Rob at our wedding just took the floor, man. That guy can do all of the moves. Not Rob. Different Rob. Rob. Yeah. Different Rob.
Maynard.
Just, nope. Different Rob. You don't know him.
Okay.
You don't know him. But you should remember him from the wedding because we like made a circle like he was Kid and Play because he could do the like down splits and then up and all this stuff.
Like a good man. Nothing is better than a good wedding dance.
And then, you know, Ryan's an amazing break dancer too.
He is.
Yeah. He's so good at break dancing. It's crazy. He does all the like, yeah. It's crazy.
I was one drink too shy of getting out during solo part where everybody was in a circle.
I'm disappointed you didn't.
Well, I was really working it out in my head because people, it was Good Dancer Dad that really did me in. I was like, well, I can't follow that. But I did have enough liquid confidence to go out and maybe robot. But I thought maybe I would go out in the middle and do like make everyone like look at me and then I would start in on the grapevine because I thought that would be hilarious. But it wasn't a funny enough bit in my head and I'd only had one jello shot at that point. So I was looking to clear the floor two hours later. I was like, who wants to watch this?
Yep. You all have to watch this.
We left it. You guys, by the way, this party ended at 11. So we were walking out and I was like, I go, Colin, are we still awake? And he's like, yep. And I go, is the party over? Is this how it ends? And he goes, yep. I go, so we don't go anywhere after this? And he goes, nope. And I go, that's probably better.
Oh, man. Oh, yeah. You were like, let's keep this going.
Let's go to a little tavern Absolutely. And have a cocktail. Let's keep going.
I would have. Thank God I wasn't there. I am, and I will always be that bad influence.
You'll she'll always be like, one more. Let's go have one more. I literally took off the leotard, and I had on a sports bra, and I took off one layer of tight on my right leg and, like, half of a leg warmer, and that's how I woke up.
Yeah.
Just like you could see that I was like stepping into bed as I was taking off my clothes. Still had my headband on.
Yeah.
Still had all my makeup on. I woke up and Eleanor goes, what happened? And I was like, we raised a lot of money for the school last night.
Yeah. Well, that's so I was up late this week because we're sanding pallets that we stole from the back of a Ross dresser.
It's a really good idea.
No, okay. So this is what we're doing because I think so many people don't know that the school needs money. And if you can't, like, go to lunch with me so I can explain to you.
Don't do it in this tone. I'm just going to say that. You're coming that,
well,
like.
I'm good. I know. I'm coming in hard.
Coming in hot.
Hot, right?
Let's say.
I'm coming in hard also, but that's.
Loosen it up a little bit.
I know. Okay, so, but we're not doing this event, so it's like school's finally open.
Yeah.
That, like. Parents can go back to campus.
Yeah, they don't know how to do it right now.
They don't know how to do it. So what we're doing is they're coming for lunch.
I know, it's so cute.
We're doing all of these like picnic setups. And so we're making tables out of these pallets and like painting them. And each one's got this like little Victorian setup. I found all these like silver like serving tray things at the dollar store that we're doing on there. I ordered all these like mason jars and we're getting fresh flowers and stuff.
Where's
like that.
Where's the booze?
At the school, you can't do it. You can't do it.
Well,
See, I know, but that's it. We can't start afford. There. We can't
no, start
afford,
there. Yeah. So that's, and then have a party. You need a party.
My friend Teresa does everything up at the school. She's like, I think we need to show the parents what we can do if we have their help.
Yes. Which I you think, never straight up say, I need money. Although you should.
But why do I know that and you don't? Because my kids go to the same school that yours go to. And why?
I think it's simply raising awareness. Also, I do think there's people out there that think that money is spent poorly at the schools, but it's just not. So you can give money to the school and it will be spent the right way.
We really are blowing our money foolishly on that school nurse situation. Yeah. Like,
no one's like, why do they need a massage chair?
Yeah.
Like, that is not how the money is being allocated.
I literally, what I always say to parents is, I'm like, we're not buying a margarita machine for the teacher's lounge. I think we should get one.
I think somebody should just donate
that. If anybody deserves it, it's the teachers. But, like, it's, so we're just going to show them, like, and here's the thing I'm learning in life right now.
Yeah.
Just ask people.
I
am scared to, and I don't know why sometimes, but lately because, like, just out of the desperation of, like, not having the time, there's, like, there literally is, like, six of us kind of planning this. I just have texted people and gone, help me with this. Just do this. And, like,
I appreciate when someone's direct.
Put it on them to say no. Don't just, you know, like, if you're not going to help with the school thing and you're going to be an asshole, then at least I know that, you know?
It's your time or money. And here's how I look at it. And this might sound tacky or abrupt, but that's kind of how I describe myself and my style, is I will pay. Like, if I cannot go give hours at the school, which right now, because we're so busy, it's hard for me to do that, I will pay for things. Like, people will say, I have this on my wish list. I'm like, I got you covered, because that is my, I'm Catholic too. Like, you can pay yourself out of sins. I'm going to, like, pay the schools that aren't to go.
It's very smart. It's
like, I'm going to put money forward, but
I've read the Canterbury too.
You just have to ask for it sometimes. And that's hard. And I do think it puts parents on a very strange, like, you're kind of calling them out, but it's really not. You're just like, you're delegating. Like, I need this. I need this. I need this. Like, I need $100 for this field trip, or I need 3 volunteers. Like, I feel like somebody's going to be like, I'll give you that $100.
I don't, Well, I don't always think the best thing to do is give money, because, like,
I'm a big fan of money.
Everybody in your school does that. I can't give enough to make it.
No, I'm not saying you personally shouldn't. You give so much time, I don't think you should be giving money, but I think.
And I do give money. Like, it's like, do we need this stuff to make this event nice? I'm sorry. Selfishly, I want my kids to have, like, a really
great. Of course you do. That's not selfish.
Great. And I want it for your kids too. And here's the benefit. If I'm doing this for my kids, your kids reap the benefits of it too, you know? And I really like your kids, because I'm at school volunteering all the time, and I love them, and I want them to have, like, a fun day with you.
Right. And that doesn't come free.
No, it doesn't come free. So I
think of what they wouldn't get if you weren't there. They would be having, like, these really lame experiences. So you're bringing a lot to the table. It's just, you need other people to bring a lot to the table.
I don't want to sound like I'm some hero, because there are people at the school that do a lot more than me, and they do so much that I can't even believe how much they do it. Like, you know who's doing stuff? So Laura, my neighbor, who's so awesome, her parents are staying in town with her. They just showed up at my house with a truck full of pallets and were like, I was like, what are you guys doing? They're like, can you guys help sand these? They'd evidently been talking to Britt about doing it. Like, these grandparents are helping. Yes, it's amazing.
I did see this thing that I thought was brilliant, and I was like, this person gets me. It was a list of things that money got you out of. So it said, if you, let's say, like, the top donation was $500. It was like, if you donate $25, you'll only get 10 emails from me.
Oh, yeah.
If you donate $100, I'll send you 3 emails and potentially ask for you to volunteer. If you send me $500, I'll literally take you off the email chain. You'll never hear from me again until next year. And that, it was so done, so, it's so funny, and it was so lighthearted that, like, in certain crews and certain groups, I think that would resonate and make a ton of dough. I mean, it went viral on the internet, so you know everyone was like, yes. But I think Fundraising is its own art form. You have to have somebody that's behind the, that's steering the ship, that understands yeah. how all of that works. And there's some places that don't, that, and also the means are not always there. But I do think that we can all just remember that, like, this, the school operates because of our time and our resources.
Well, I think it's so funny because we got, you guys, we love you leaving comments, but remember we got all those really shitty comments about not wanting to stay for the kids. Like, we were joking about, well, we're talking about how, like, yeah, you don't stay for practice.
Don't light them up again. Yeah. Everybody thought I was so awful. That was out of context.
No, me too. Me too. It was definitely, it was out of context.
Everybody thought we were being so, like, all of this was about a video in the, if you were listening to the podcast, you knew it was taken out of context because we have been doing nothing but taking our kids to 1,000 practices and 1,000 games and 1,000 things. And sometimes you just want to drop them and go.
Yeah.
Most of the time you can't. That was in no way us saying, like, we're just going to drop them in a 7-Eleven and go shop.
Yeah. And I also wanted to say, like, in that threat, because this one person commented and said, well, I listen to these women and I know they don't have three jobs. So I know that they have to, I was like, I appreciate, dude, that you're a coach and that you know, you're not a babysitter. Right. It's a volunteer position. But I was up at the school like 30 hours this week. So yeah. don't fucking tell me yeah. I can't go to Home Goods while my kid is at tap class, okay?
Right above the thing.
We're all doing something. And yeah. so don't, like,
right.
don't get superior, you know, on the thing. And here is the thing. We don't have three jobs, but we work constantly.
We have one job that requires.
And I, that's
and by
my
the way,
thing
does
is,
that matter? Does it matter?
No, like, it doesn't.
It's such a shitty thing to point out.
Well, this is my point about it is, you don't have more time than, I don't have more time than you do. I don't. Like,
no, and he doesn't have, like, yeah. we're all doing our best. And by the way, whatever it is you prioritize in your life, that is key for you. But at the end of the day, we all send our kids to school and they need help. That's the nuts and bolts of
it
all.
And it's like, so, Laura's like, she'll respond to your text while she's like taking a break from surgery. Like yeah. she's a surgical nurse. It's like people are, but if you want something done, you ask a busy person to do
it.
That's
right.
But so that's why I have everybody's number at the, I will go in and get everybody's number at the school and I will text them and I'm like, I need your DJ services. I know yep. you're not busy. I went to your website and I checked.
Valet line. Yep. I'm like, that's a nice new car. That's I see that you're driving a new car, sir. Just gonna go ahead and look at the list here that says that whether you've donated or not.
I know. I see it now. I feel so bad for complaining about
you're
it.
Not complaining. This is a part of our lives. Fundraising for schools, if you have a kid in school, is a part of your life. Giving to school is just a part of it. And like, there's no getting out of it. And I think instead of making it sound like it's such a drag, there are moments where it's really fun.
That's
why I'm talking about the gala.
Yours was
like,
so fun.
It was fun. It felt like, you know, like when your team, if you've ever been, I'm from a small town. So like if your team was ever doing well at anything, like a baseball team or
yeah.
football team, it, like the town would come out. Like parents that don't have kids in that sport would come yeah. out to watch it. And like, the spirit of that was so fun. And that's what I felt like it was. I felt like we were all like at like a sporting event and our team was winning for once. And it was like such a good spirit. And to know that all you have to do is gather and mm-hmm. you get that spirit. You
yeah.
really does not have to be what we went to. It can be something very simple.
Yeah.
And you get something out of it. The school gets something out of it. So all I'm saying is if you're somebody that's been like, I don't know, like, have a barbecue. And if 20 people show up, so what? Put a hat out. Put the cash in the middle.
Especially if the kids come, because the kids
oh,
love
man,
it
the
when
kids
they like
have
know.
Such a good time.
They know. There's a girl at our school that calls my husband Britt, calls him by his name. It's so hilarious.
But here's like, what I would say to you. Have a party and don't have the kids be there. Like, it's really fun when the parents like let down their hair and like you get to know for no reason at all what their favorite band was or like you're like, I was so shocker. I was like the mayor of the town, also inebriated and confident. So I just went to every table and had chats in my yellow leotard, which was very disarming to people and upsetting to a few. But I just made sure that I got to know people. I was like, yeah. Where are you from? Oh my gosh, what grade is your student? Oh my gosh, yes, we had that teacher. We loved her. And like by the end, I was like waving to people across yeah. the thing. And then my husband was shoving me into the Uber. but I highly recommend digging in and having a party. Have a party.
Yeah.
Have a party.
Because I'm going to text you anyways. Yes. Yeah. And
Jen's going to be mad about it, but she's going to have a party. We're going to throw a party for your school. That's what we're going to do.
All right. Anybody want to donate any items? Otherwise, I'll be buying them.
Should we go to a hot flash?
Yes. Mr. Martinez
from our school.
And let's just say he's not only hot because he's physically attractive, he's really what these administrators do for the school is Jiminy. Incredible. Yeah.
You want to talk about somebody that deals with a lot of parents has to be so diplomatic all the time.
I don't know how they do it.
He also is always wearing like a penny vest, like one of those bright, shiny vests, and sweeping the school. Like
you get
like
out of
all
here.
The time. He's always moving. He's like, and he, you know, he's got a couple great kids. They're both in school. His wife is lovely. Like I feel like he's like kind of a celebrity at our school, which
totally,
is weird.
Yeah.
But
it is because principals, they can be elusive if they want
to. They are
very busy, and they have like gatekeepers that like kind of, you know, you have to like leave several angry messages sometimes to get a call. I'm not talking about our principal. I'm talking about our principal is lovely and fantastic.
She's
so cool and she does so much work. But like she, besides all that she has to do like all day long, she has to like field these calls from crazy people.
I mean, when it comes to our kids, we get crazy.
We do.
So
we
he
do.
Handles crazy very well.
Yes. I think it is fantastic what your school does. I want that for our kids and our parents. Like besides even the, how do you make money off that though? Is it you buy the ticket?
There was a silent auction.
Okay.
Okay.
What did you get?
Well,
what'd you get me?
I was very upset. First of all, somebody works in the travel industry and they had some vacations.
Amazing.
Here's what happens. They did it all online, right? They had this online auction.
They had vacations. Then. Oh my God.
I think somebody has like a timeshare and they're like, hey, but nobody was bidding on anything. And I was like, uh-oh, this isn't going to go well. But everybody's so smart. They're like, I'm going to bid in the last 3 minutes. So when over the PA, everyone was like, all right, we've got 5 minutes left for the silent auction. Everybody whips out their phones and I'm talking. It looked like everybody's trying to get tickets to Coldplay. They were like hitting the tops of their phones really hard.
All I'm asking is one day, just one time, people at our parents at our school.
Well, because there's loot. You're not just giving money. You're getting stuff. There's Britt coming in.
I know. A lot
Jen likes to have
guys.
18. Basically, when you go into Jen's house, it's like you work for NASA.
No, it's okay. No. My husband, he's very frustrated with me today. I don't know what I did. Some days I'm just frustrated.
Some days, no. Some days they're in a mood. Let me tell you. Luckily, because I was inebriated, I did
make some sweet, sweet love.
I don't know if that is
what you would call it.
Was
yeah. You laid there? You laid there patiently
at the time.
Because you had a lot of Jello shots.
I had Jello shots, and I had half of my tights off, and I was like, I know that if I do this right now,
here's your window. Here's your opportunity.
Here's my window.
Buddy.
I'm going to be better at it because I'm going to be more confident. So he's going to be happy. So he's in
nicer,
a good mood.
Yeah.
He's nicer. We both were yesterday when we were so hungover. It worked out that one kid was at a birthday party and then the other kid had another birthday party at the other time of day. So we were like, you can watch your screen as much as you want.
Oh my God, yeah.
So Finn was like, fine. So he just went in his room and watched like endless hours of YouTube. He goes to his birthday party. Eleanor comes back. She's like watching endless hours of YouTube. We had everything delivered. I mean like literally like to my bedroom.
Sounds like a great day.
Yeah. We did it for the school.
Go the rest of the way.
And you played it for me. I can't. And they're like, ma'am, why do you only have half of a leotard on and half of a leg in on. Don't worry about it, sir.
Just leave the chicken fingers and go, man.
Is my boob hanging out? I'm sorry. Is it out still? That's how it was at the party, too. You're welcome.
I love this. Okay, here's a mom box, okay?
Mom box.
I think this was from that, like, horrible thread where everybody thinks we're evil, and that's fine, because guess what? You need to listen to the whole podcast.
No, what we were is controversial in a moment.
That's kind of great.
It's kind of great. Listen, if we always make everybody happy all the time, I think we're trying to be too safe. And if somebody wants to squawk about... they have an opinion, then have at it.
I love that that's even on the table, that either of us would make somebody happy all of the time. After my husband just gave me the,
yeah,
why did I marry you shake of his head when he walked by the podcast office.
Yeah, and also I'm like, whatever. Like, and of course it was a dude that made a comment that hurt your feelings. And
yeah,
I'm like...
I think what hurts my feelings. Yeah, you know what hurts my feelings? Having to be the bigger person and not like go, hold on, I trolled your page and I've got notes for you too.
How many times have you, I don't know about you, but I do this. How many times have you written a post and then delete it?
That's what we should do. That's what we should do.
But I'm careful. But I'm careful because you know me.
You'll post it.
I'll think it and it will be typing and I will send it.
Yeah. Yeah. But I mean, that's what we should all do in life. We should type
mentally
it
and type just and just not send it.
Yeah, because it's,
and every time I write it, it gets like better, and I'm like, oh, it's perfectly written. No, I'm not gonna do it.
So this mom box is, oh, I don't know what her name is. That's weird. This is like a screen name or something like that. I won't say that. I won't say what her name is.
Okay.
But she says, I coach my 10-year-old soccer team, and I'm super competitive.
This is so you, Kristen.
Yesterday at practice, we were running sprints, and I had to prove that I can still run fast.
I like her.
I won the race, but then I had wet pants for the rest of practice.
God bless her. She committed.
Ran-peed. I know.
She ran-peed. And you know what? She knew that was happening, and she didn't stop herself.
No. That's like a marathoner.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I love it. Going. She's got grit. They're like, why are your pants wet? Don't worry about it.
There aren't that many places you can tell that story and get the appreciation and admiration that you deserve.
Yeah.
But here is exactly that place,
ma'am. I'm just
sending
you all the high fives. Like, I want you to think about, like, at the end of a game when you high five your teammates because you just won. That is a glory.
Oh, captain, my captain is what I say to you, girl.
My captain.
Not only were you like, I'm not going to get beat by a bunch of 10-year-olds. Come on.
By the way, you're fast.
If you can beat 10-year-olds?
Their starting box time is so fast. I try to have a race, and I'm like, come on, legs. My brain is sending a message for you to take your first step.
Yeah.
Finn is already like 30 yards down, and I'm like trying to take my first step, like, go. Now, once I get in, I can get a little bit of speed, but I'm like a Studebaker. I'm like,
if there was a starting pistol, I'd be like, wait, now hold on. What did everybody hear that?
Wait, what?
And something smokes. Something smells hot.
Jen gets very distracted.
How many times do you say that? That's what you do as an adult. What smells hot? That's what you do all the time. What smells hot, you guys?
They're like,
I walked into
the house. Mom, just run the race.
Every time I walk into this house, something smells hot.
Yeah.
If I smell toast, help me out.
Yeah.
Because that means.
Jen's going down. Why do I smell toast? We made toast. Oh, okay.
I'm going to rewire that lamp that tried to kill me earlier today, and I'm going to smell toast, and it's not going to be good.
I think that's our podcast.
Oh, we podcasted.
We podcasted. Give money to your school.
Yes!
Give money to Jen's school!